www.thebrownsmedical.com or call us at 706-356-4300 and let us show you how we can help you with your vision. And go Tigers!
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
Wall tip to the road rage. DeVito sent me this. This is actually fairly shocking. This is college football QBR, quarterback rankings. Cade Klubnik is not only 91 in these rankings, 91st, but to give you some perspective on where that is, he is behind DJ Lagway at Florida. DJ Lagway is 90. Cade Klubnik is 91. He's behind Lagway. I mean, Lagway has been atrocious. I mean, an abomination. Cade is behind DJ Lagway, and he is seven spots behind. He is seven spots behind Nico at UCLA. And he's having an abomination of a season. I'm sorry, that's where it starts, and that's where it all starts. And when your quarterback is that dazed and confused, everything else falls. Everything. It all falls. And look, there's just no way to deny these. These are factual numbers, not some fantasy, pro football focus numbers. These are real numbers. And there's just no way to deny it. It's just been, I mean, it sort of speaks for itself, right? I mean, if your quarterback ranking is behind DJ Lagway and behind seven spots behind Nico, you've got a problem. And what's really interesting is, you know, DeVito's wife asked him, how is this possible considering what he was last year? Because last year he finished sixth. Yeah, and basically the offensive line personnel is the same. So, you know, except for a couple injuries. But, you know, it's really hard to explain given the continuity that he had. But it's his level of play. I mean, that's the clear drop-off. Against Syracuse, he had all day to throw. And he had the support of a dominant run game. Randall averaged, 8-9 yards a carry? And that's where you are. And that's what has to change first for anything else to change. Because if that doesn't change, then you can forget it. Nothing's changing. I mean, that's like, I mean, look, I knew he hadn't been good, but I mean, this is like impossibly bad. Behind DJ Lagway and seven spots behind Nico. Yeah, I mean, and yet Vezina hasn't played. He was a series in the second quarter. I don't know. It's hard to understand. Very hard to understand. By the way, Lenora Sellers hasn't been great thus far either. He's 77th. Arch Manning, 75th. That's not good. That's not good. What else we have? Sam Levitt, 65. Levitt's not played well so far. We'll see. Back to the phones. Clark, how are you, Clark? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt. Saturday after the game, wife, me and my son, and we were sitting around. I said, let's play some electronic football. So I still got my electronic football from 1982.
Wait, you mean the vibrating thing that you plug into the wall?
You hadn't heard yet. Wait till we get into it here. It's
going to
take me a minute.
But, I didn't know there was anybody left on Earth.
Yeah, I still got it. Well, yeah, and it still works. I'm missing a few men, but anyway. So I'm Clemson, and he's Syracuse.
Yeah,
right?
Do you have Rock'em Sock'em Robots, too?
Hey, Walt, let me tell you what all I got. I got Super Jock. You remember Super Jock?
I don't know that. No, I don't know that. What's that?
The little guy you hit on his head and he kicked the football.
I don't know that. No, I'll have to look that up.
I still got my Evel Knievel, wind up Evel Knievel. I got all of them. Yeah, I got Rock'em Sock'em Robots. They came out with a new set, and I got them, but they're not like the old ones.
How about that?
I still got my Stretch Armstrong.
Wow, so Clark's got a Stretch Armstrong?
You didn't open it up and see what was inside of it?
He's got a collection.
Yeah, hey, I still got my original Star Wars men.
Wow, how about that?
Oh, yeah. And look up the Darth Vader case on the Star Wars and see what that thing's going for now. But anyway, so we're playing, so second play of the game, he's Syracuse, he goes for about an 80-yard touchdown. So I set my man up, and we cut it on. it was bad.
So it was just like real life.
In the backfield.
So it was just, all your guys were falling down, just like real life.
Not giving any effort. The end zone, and my own end zone. He said, "Look," he said, "That's the Clemson offense." I said, he ended up beating me like 21-3. I kicked the field goal with a little rubber football.
Wow.
So he said, right down the boulevard of broken dreams, Dad. I said, no, the boulevard of broken teams. but my question about Clemson is, I saw last night where I think Sweeney had his calls.
Yeah.
And he's saying Cade is still going to be his guy.
Well, he left. I thought he left some room open to the possibility that you might see Vezina versus North Carolina. I thought in listening to his answer, I don't know quite what to make of it. I mean, obviously they want to salvage as much out of this season as humanly possible. You know, there's still a lot of reasons to try and play and compete and win. That's what you want a coach to do. I guess, you know, my question about it is that worries me a little bit is if Cade Klubnik is the 91st ranked quarterback in the country and is behind DJ Lagway and seven spots behind Nico, how is it that we heard about Vezina all off season and he couldn't get in for a series ahead of a guy who's in union injunction with a quarterback who's 91st in the nation in quarterback rating? I mean, I don't understand that. I mean, I do know that these games were largely close and maybe you didn't feel like you could burn series. I don't know. But if Vezina is all that we've heard he is, and no matter what the expectations for Cade were, he hasn't lived up to any of them, you would think at this point, you would have given Vezina a series to see if he'd give you a spark and, quite honestly, to give Cade a different perspective.
Well, undoubtedly, Vezina's not ready.
It seems that way. That's what it seems like to me.
So I'm going to ask you this, and I'm going to go because I know you're busy. So at the end of the year, I'm assuming you're going to have to go get a quarterback. You're going to have to get a running back. If you don't get them in there and get some experience under the kids, you know. I mean, you got to go heavy in the portal next year.
You're going to see both of those. One thing I'm confident about, and Dabo mentioned this in the coaches show, you're going to see Gideon Davidson and an Easy E versus North Carolina. Both those guys are going to play. I would expect both of them to get like five carries each in the North Carolina game.
Okay. Well, Well, hey, man, you guys have a good evening.
Thank
I enjoyed
you, Clark.
It.
Thank you, Clark. Sorry about your electronic football game. I didn't know there was any of that left, Ramona. The electronic football game. You line up these little figures on a vibrating thing. You know, speaking
and
of,
they go where they go. Right. They just go wherever. Right. I don't see how that works.
And then look at the toys kids have today. Look at the crap that some of us had. You know, like we
should complain.
And we basically had. I mean, you know, you think about it, Ramona. They think about the things like they used to give kids to play with. Like they gave us Slinkies. You know,
it was. Oh yeah, Slinky.
It's a thing of wire.
I know.
Silly Putty, which is probably like some chemical. Which is probably like some chemical that is really bad for you.
I
don't know. You know, today.
Didn't they outlaw those darts? darts?
Yeah, jarts, I think they were called. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the worst one of all. They gave us these giant, sharp darts that could easily kill a human so that the little kids could throw them around in the backyard.
Yeah.
Yes, jarts.
Yeah. But we're still here, so.
That's true. That's true. Amazingly. So Clark apparently has all those things, Ramona.
It's pretty cool.
He's throwing jarts right now in his basement or outside.
I looked up Stretch Armstrong. Somebody asked if you could eat the stuff that was inside. They had to tell him no. Why would you want to open the toy up and eat? I'm lost. The Stretch Armstrong has some kind of weird stuff inside it to make it stretch and snap back.
Who asked whether you can eat it?
Somebody on Google.
Oh, really?
It was one of the questions.
I would have told them yes.
Go ahead and try it.
That's right. Yeah, go ahead. Have
why
some.
Would you, why would know. You?
I don't wanna, know. I don't know
why?
The answer to that.
Why? Would you even want to even try it?
I don't know. T, how are you, T? Good to have you.
Hello?
Hey, T. What's going on?
What's up, Walt? Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely, T. Thank you for getting in.
Number one, Clark's sitting on a lot of money, too.
He is. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
That's what I was looking up, too. I'm like, hey, man.
Yeah. What I was thinking about, T, is I wonder what kind of condition those things are in, because I think condition is the value thing. So we got to find out where Clark lives, because if we get desperate, we'll now go knock his house over.
For sure, I'm not. Dude, this dude's got a lot of money. But anyway, talking about, you're all over it. QB play. I was talking to my son. I was like, it's QB play. He's like, Dad, it cannot be that simple. I was like, now it's not that simple. There's a lot more complex issues. But everything rises and falls on QB.
Yep.
And I said, what is different now than what it was when he's 18? He's never known Clemson to struggle.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't know about Tommy West.
Imagine, and I think Garrett Riley sort of gets thrown out with the water.
Yeah.
What would it look like? What would our offense? What would Garrett Riley's offense look like with Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah, and schematically, it would look a lot different than you know the Clemson version that's being run. And yeah, if you give him one of those two guys. Yeah, look, there have been plays to be made every single game, and the quarterback isn't making them. I mean,
that's the thing I was looking at. I thought, looking at tape, if there's so many receivers open, this cannot be on Riley. This is on execution.
I think that's right. Yeah.
But the QBR, the thing, my jaw dropped when you shared that. I mean, 91.
Behind DJ Lagway. You know?
I know, and even the one that got me even more than Lagway was
Nico.
Yeah. I was like, oh my, because but you never know with these kids. I mean, these are young kids, but they are getting paid millions of dollars.
That's the thing that you know. Look, this is the issue. When you take the money, when you're a senior quarterback and you've taken that kind of money, then expect that you're going to be subject to criticism, and the criticism is more than fair. You're getting paid a lot of money, and you know you're basically a semi-professional, and you just haven't earned any of it.
Right. You want to be a grown-up? Here you go.
Yeah, that's the reality of it.
I mean, it really is. They're no longer amateur athletes. They're now professional athletes, and professional athletes are paid upon performance, and we're not getting much performance out of it. But again, Walt, really enjoy your show. Love following you on Twitter. Your knowledge is awesome. Thanks for taking my call. Clark, holler at me, man. I'd love to buy some of those toys off of you.
Very kind of you, T. Thank you. Call me more often. It's a great job. Michael, you'll be up first when we get back. Let me tell you about my friends at Lake Kiwi Auto Group. How about this, Ramona? It's the end of summer spectacular, and right now you can buy any new vehicle and spin to win up to 6 payments being taken care of by Lake Kiwi. Now, that in itself is amazing, but wait. Lake Kiwi Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Lake Kiwi Ford is closing out summer with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive. Save up to $15,000 on new F-150. Save up to $15,000 on new Rams. I mean, that's amazing. And you can compare and contrast, or save up to $20,000 on a new Dodge Charger EV. Fact is, Lake Kiwi has hundreds of vehicles deeply discounted for the massive sale. And then, Ramona, on top of all that, there's this. Plus, you buy any new vehicle and you can spin to win up to 6 payments being covered by the dealership. So go see our friends at Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and spin to win. Lake Kiwi is easy to find. Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at lakekiwiautogroup.com. 864-888-1200. You will 100% thank me later. Quick break.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Break out the bell bottoms and fire up the disco ball. Staying Alive is back at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center, October 3rd and 4th. It's the ultimate Bee Gees tribute, bringing the groove, the glitter, and all the hits you love. From Jive Talking to Staying Alive, this high-energy show will have you boogieing all night long. Don't miss your chance to relive the golden age of disco. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPAC.com.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in spray foam insulation, the most premium insulation option to insulate your home while also sealing any air leaks. Spray foaming the roof deck of your attic can also get you the opportunity to turn your attic into usable space and is the ultimate pest control solution. Right now, you can receive up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits. Call Koala Insulation today, 864-867-1779.
Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina, with exceptional golf in a beautiful setting, along with the casual Overlook restaurant offering quality dining available for weddings and meetings. On Facebook or at ChickasawPointGolf.com.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want a potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta-potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
You really don't need a special occasion or a special reason to shop Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Step inside the state-of-the-art Reed's Jewelers showroom and discover what tens of thousands have discovered. Award-winning customer service, exquisite diamonds for her, elegant Swiss watches for him, and professional expertise from the team at Reed's Jewelers. Jewelry and relationships that last a lifetime. That's Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
Ariat delivers the best in men's Western apparel for the job site, the rodeo, and date night. Ariat offers a wide selection of patterns and styles, from plaids and checks to embroidered prints. Color-rich solids, Ariat's performance shirts are tailored with advanced movement features. From fabrics designed with cooling comfort and sun protection technology, from retro to classic, new west to old, whatever your style, Ariat has you covered. Shop Ariat at Harrison's and Malden in Spartanburg or harrisonsusa.com. Harrison's, the home of work, Western, and wow!
This is where it starts. Where your story begins. This is the trail you blaze yourself. And step by step, you get stronger, faster, better. This is where it starts. How will you finish? Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Life doesn't wait, and neither should you. Aleve can help you deal with pain less throughout your day. Whether it's a long day on your feet, a demanding workout, or everyday aches and pains, you need relief that can keep up when pain persists. Aleve is here for you with longer-lasting body pain relief compared to leading OTC-branded pain relievers. With just one pill, Aleve lasts up to 12 hours. Don't let those aches hold you back from doing what's important to you. Use as directed.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, your home for all things analytics and salary cap analysis.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm five?
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Says we did have our own flavored water wall. It's called fungus from the hose flavor.
That's gross. That is so gross.
You know, you get some of these old time candy stores that still have some of that candy you used to have. Do you remember those things that were like, they came in these little wax bottles, and who knows what was in them, but you
there was juice inside.
You like drank the juice and then you ate the wax.
Yeah. Yeah, candy cigarettes.
You know, one thing I can't figure out, if you look at some of the, if you look at the ingredients of some of these cough drops that they have, some of them say carnauba wax. That's the same friggin' thing you do your car with.
You're eating wax.
Carnauba wax, which is, again, the same thing you do your car with, and yet you can consume it. You know, if you actually, you know, remember the day, there was one day, remember, like my throat was messed up and I was trying to get through a show. So I was popping cough drops, right?
Yes.
And by the time like the show was over, I was like ready to die. I mean, I felt like I was sick as crap.
They're gross.
And then I actually read the bag I was popping cough drops from, and it said like take one every like 4 hours or something.
It has a thing.
Yeah,
it has
a limit. Yeah, a warning. And I was eating them like candy, like one after another,
right,
the whole show. So apparently I like filled my whole stomach with carnauba wax.
You overdosed.
Right. And then later on I went out and spit up on the car so I could wax like that, the vehicle.
Like that drink you were drinking the other day.
Yeah. Texas said red 40 is crushed up bugs. That's great to know.
Don't say that.
Brooke says candy cigarettes. That's right.
That's what I said.
Oh, you did? See, I don't listen to you.
I know, but you read it off her. She probably heard me.
Candy cigarettes.
Yeah, that's candy, right. And they were like bubble gum or something. And you could make it look like smoke coming out. This powder inside it.
So how do we survive any of that? Jarts and candy cigarettes and I mean
the
slinky wire thing, you know, the
okay, this isn't a toy, but what about the, now in Florida they had the mosquito truck. It would go through the neighborhood and spray the gas.
Oh, yeah.
Did y'all have that where you're from in northern Tennessee?
No, we didn't have any mosquito trucks.
No, during the
summer,
they would, in Jacksonville, they would drive through the neighborhoods.
I think they still do that, but they do it by planes now.
You had to run in. No, not pesticides from the mosquitoes. I swear, it was a truck. And you had to make sure you were in the house.
What do you? Oh, so yeah,
a truck.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't think they. I don't think they do that by truck anymore.
I doubt very seriously they do it anymore.
No. You ever see any of these dudes that apparently the state pays to go around and pick up the dead animals?
Yeah, I seen them. I go, oh look, and then I go, oh no.
They're doubling down. They're like the Chinese restaurant in Kentucky, bro. They're getting paid and they get dinner.
I wouldn't want the dinner.
They do. That's why they're doing that job.
Some they picked them off the street.
Yeah, hey man, we're getting paid to eat dinner.
Yuck. That's so gross.
To the phones. Michael, how are you, Michael?
I'm doing pretty good. Why about yourself?
Good, Michael. Appreciate you getting in, as always.
No problem. Just been listening to some of the calls for the last 2 days. And, If it was just one thing with this Clemson team, it would be an easy fix. But it's a numerous amount of things, and that's what makes it hard. You know,
it is. But it all starts with the quarterback, Michael. It always does, and that's the way every team goes. I mean, look at the Colts. The Colts are basically the same team they were last year, but they had Daniel Jones. He's not great, but he's better than anything they have, and suddenly they're unbeaten.
Right, and I knew this team was in trouble at the Syracuse game when they was coming down the hill or at the hill. It was like it was no energy, no emotion. They were just there. And, you know, that's not a good recipe for a team. You know, that's just a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Usually when they're at the top of the hill, they're hyped, they're ready to play, and they were just there. You know, and that's just sad to see, you know, Clemson University.
Yeah, you know, you don't see the normal intensity. There's the leadership on both sides of the ball is lacking. You know, I think that I thought the Tristan Smith play showed something. I mean, this guy finally gets in, he breaks like five tackles, makes a great play, and none of his teammates run to him. You know, it's like it didn't even happen. He's celebrating by himself.
Yeah, that's just sad. You want to get your teammates involved, you know.
Well, I'm not saying not him. It wasn't selfish. He was demonstrating some intensity, some want to.
Oh yeah,
and he makes this great play where he breaks like five tackles. You'd think his teammates would be like running over to him, and yeah, you know, there was none of it, nothing.
Yeah, you know, plays like that can spark
right.
a team. You know,
it should have
started.
Yeah.
Yeah, and after that play, they never went back to him, right?
If
I'm thinking correctly.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, that's on coaching. That's on coaching. But Walker, I want to talk about a little NFL, Walt.
Yeah.
My Jags, Walt. It was an ugly win, but any win right now is a win.
That's right.
But I mean, this time last year, we would have lost that game.
That's fair.
But, I mean, it's about coaching and a new attitude in Jacksonville. And Liam Cohen. Campanelli, they got this team not where they want to be, but on the right path. Defensively, I like where we're at. We're stopping the run. We're able to get pressure with four.
Yeah.
We're causing turnovers, things we didn't do last year that this year's team is doing, which I think they will only get better going down the road.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right, Michael, but I would wait a few more weeks before I'd be sure of that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure beating that Houston team with that offensive line is all that big an accomplishment.
See, last year we would have lost to this team with a bad offensive line.
Yeah, but their offensive line isn't bad. It's the worst I've seen in 25 years. So I don't know. I'd still be cautious, Michael. I mean, what do you have, 17 points? Is that what you scored, 17?
Yeah.
17-10, I think. Yeah.
17-10, yeah.
Yeah. I think I'd wait a few more weeks before you start planning any victory parades.
Oh, no parades. Now we got to take it on the road. We got 49. Now we got to take it on the road. You know, a hobble team who has a list of injuries. We have to, like I said, we have to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
You know, injuries are part of the game, and we got to go out there and win it. We got to take it. These next two games will be very big for us.
Yeah.
It'll show who we are.
Yep.
Yeah, I think we have the 49ers. They have the Chiefs on Monday night. You know. If we can come out of this 4-1, I'll be impressed.
Well, and look, the Chiefs are not great, and they didn't look great against the Giants either. And I think they have the Ravens next, and I think they'll lose that game. At that point, they'll be 1-3. Heck, you know, at that point, you'll basically have a chance to knock Kansas City out of playoff contention.
Yeah, that's why these games are very important early in the year. You know. That's why we have to take advantage of what I think with this coach staff and this new regime, they're going to be in the mindset that we will not get bullied. We will not fear any team.
Yeah. I hope you're right, Michael.
I'm
still in the wait and see mode though. I hope you're right, but let's check back on that in a few weeks and see where we are.
Oh yeah. It's there. It's a long season. A lot can change.
Yep. And
all right, well, thank you.
Thank you, Michael. And that 17-10 win, again, over a Houston team that's offensive line is just ridiculously bad. Like I said, I think the worst I've ever seen. I just don't want to read too much into that as yet. All right, we have Seminole Ted and Kool-Aid Jim, but before we do that, I got to tell you about Jake Wilson and Iron Drive. Working with a locally family-owned company in business 15 years, they have the most 5-star Google reviews in their industry, not the 8th most or the 6th most. Why? Well, two things, the people and the quality of the equipment. See, it turns out, not so surprisingly so, that the quality of any floor coating job is directly dependent on the quality of the equipment that lays it down. You don't get the dust. It's much longer lived when you use the best equipment in the industry, and that's what Iron Drive does. That's why they are the best. They have 12 in-stock color options, but limitless custom colors. So in other words, if you can dream it up, they can make it up. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate to schedule their services. A decorative epoxy coating insulation. Why epoxy? It's the only thing that lasts in the humidity of South Carolina. Easy to clean, extremely durable, transform your space. They've installed over 1 million square feet in the 15 years they've been in business. Go to their website to see their gallery of finished jobs. Treat your garage floor, your mechanical room, your patio the same way you would in covering your bedroom, kitchen, or den floors. They've done jobs all over the upstate, including most likely the neighborhood you live in. They do commercial insulation as well. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate and to schedule their services. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Lifetime adhesion warranty, guaranteed as long as you own your home. I promise you will thank me later. You know, Ramona, the You Pick 'Em contest, Ben is the guy who has to grade all those things. If I did that for like 5 minutes, my eyes would be like cross-eyed. And,
no, I wouldn't want to do
no,
it either.
No, I mean, and there's no way you can get through that as a human being. It's like impossible. There are going to be times that you just miss stuff because it's just, you know, it all sort of runs together. Like, you know, I was pretty sure I had missed one more than I was being credited with. And then, you know, and then I realized it was the Missouri-South Carolina game. You know, the thing with that game is, you know, anybody who watched that game, Missouri should have covered. You know, they were out gaining, they were out rushing South Carolina at one point, 279-9. So, you know, they certainly should have covered, but they didn't. So South Carolina, Ramona, did not do you wrong as you thought.
I saw that.
Yeah, I want to take a look back on some of those games. We also need to get back to the poll. The map poll and talk about the top of that poll and the dilemmas in actually being a voter in a poll, because it sounds like it's easy. You would think it's easy, but you are forced into decisions early in the season that that you probably don't think about, but there is as a person just regularly reads the polls, but there's no choice involved in some of it. You know, it's like you can't really be consistent in the way you adjudicate the teams at this point because there's not enough information. In other words, you know, Penn State's played nobody. Oregon's played nobody. These two teams have played absolutely nobody. So do they suck because they've played nobody, or are they just really good and they just haven't played anybody? And yet, at the same time, you want to credit people who have played games. You know what I'm saying? You want to credit people who have played games and taken on some challenges. But at the same time, and so you try and keep that in mind. But at the same time, you can't deny that, you know, we watched the playoff last year and Penn State was in it at the end. You know, and you can't deny that, you know, that despite the fact they've played nobody, they are probably really good. Oregon's played nobody, but they're probably really good. And so, you know, you almost have to make it up as you go along. There's no consistent metric by which way to judge these teams at this point in the process. Now, that'll change. It'll be better next week. We'll have more information, and it'll be a little bit better and a little bit easier. And so, you know, I think that will help. But, you know, we're still in search of more information. Seminole Ted and Kool-Aid Jim, I'm coming right to you on the other side. Let me tell you about my friends at Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar. It doesn't get better than Moretti's. If you have never, if you want real Buffalo-style, New York-style pizza and wings, you don't need to drive to Western New York. They're right here in Malden. The original owner is from Buffalo. They have Jeff and Luke have retained all the original recipes, and they've freshened the whole joint up. It's amazing. Trust me, Moretti's is incredible. The pizza, it's thicker than New York style, but not doughy. Just a perfect crust, baked to perfection in a stone oven. The buffalo wings are the best on the planet. They are without question. They're true, authentic buffalo wings. Real buffalo wings. Served with celery and your choice of ranch or blue cheese. And, of course, as a good red-blooded American, you're taking blue cheese. Everything a wing should be. Have you ever heard of beef on weck? Probably not, unless you listen to this show or you've been to Buffalo. But they have a roast beef sandwich that takes 8 hours to cook the roast beef. They cook it slow. They carve it up thin. They pile it high on a cumberweck bun, a sea salt caraway bun with horseradish sauce, served with au jus for dunking. It's unbelievable. Moretti's also has appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entries, fish fry Fridays, so much more. And yes, a full bar and a family-friendly atmosphere. And the bar is separate from the restaurant, so it's great for both. Sports fans, man, they got you covered. Big screen TVs everywhere. One hall wall is big screen TVs. Jeff is Clemson. Luke, the son, is South Carolina. They've got you covered. They'll show every Clemson game. They show every NFL game. And whatever your favorite team is, if you just go in and sit down and say, hey man, this is my favorite team, they'll find it. If it's available anywhere, they will find it. And then there's a Little John Coliseum made from the original Little John Coliseum floor. It's a Little John Coliseum table. It's a work of art. You have to see it. Moretti's at 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. All right, Seminole Ted and Kool-Aid Jim, you're up as soon as we get back.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tata shirt is now available for pre-sale. Along with all new merchandise, every purchase stays in the upstate for breast cancer prevention and the fight against cancer. But we need your help to make this year's auction our biggest ever. We're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a unique experience or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate? Your contribution is 100% tax deductible and will make a huge difference. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All-In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Looking to refresh your home without breaking the bank? At Linden Floors, we've got you covered, literally. We're a local, family-owned business that's been bringing beauty and durability to homes across the upstate. Right now, grab our luxury vinyl flooring for just $1.99 a square foot. Yep, you heard that right. Whether you're remodeling or just sprucing things up, trust the team that treats you like family, Linden Floors. Call us at 864-494-4317 or stop by today at 101 Chester Street, Spartanburg, and step into something better. Linden Floors, where design meets durability.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself, to get an education and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
Knowing that I can go to where I want to go to study what I want to study, having a Life Scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
At Toyota of Easley, it's the Clear the Lot sales event going on now. All 2025 models must go before the 2026 models arrive. Now is the time to get your best deal with great rates and discounts on all remaining 2025 Toyota Camrys, Corollas, or RAV4s. Hurry in to get the best selection of colors and amenities. Visit toyotaofeasley.com and pick out the vehicle you want. Then call to make an appointment or visit us at 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway and experience exceptional customer service for your new ride home.
Once active and adventurous, Stephanie was sidelined by joint pain. She was losing touch with what gave her real joy.
I want to stay active, and if I don't do something now to feel better, that will keep me out hiking and running and doing all those activities, my health's going to suffer from it. I had the treatment at QC Kinetics.
They're all natural, regenerative treatments to use the restorative biologics from Stephanie's body. As the healing properties went to work, Stephanie realized something one day.
I was like, wow, I don't feel any pain. I have no problem going up and down stairs. I have no problem going down mountains. Snowboarding felt good again.
If you see Stephanie, give her a thumbs up. That is, if you can catch her.
And now I can totally keep up with my friends in their 30s, and I'm 55.
Don't even think about giving up. There's lots of life left to live. Call now for a free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
Enjoy elevated living at Sunrise in Pendleton. Just minutes from Clemson, starting in the mid-300s. Customized versatile 1- and 2-story home plans with luxury design selections in their 3,900 square foot design studio. The pool amenity opens next year along with natural walking trails. Live close to Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi, shopping in Anderson, and enjoy quick access to I-85. Sunrise encompasses convenience and lifestyle in a convenient location. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to discover elevated living in the upstate.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfilet.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
If insurance companies coached football, they'd run the clock, fake injuries, and bench you without warning. I'm Trey Mills, and at Tramon Mills Law Firm, we don't play scared. You've been hurt in a wreck or on the job? We bring the pressure, every down, every snap. You call us, we go no huddle on the insurance company.
Blue 89, don't let insurance companies deny, delay, defend. What?
Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at TramonMills.com. Make sure you pick the right legal team for your injuries.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong.
We're going to move. Can you imagine the environment at Happy Valley for Penn State, Oregon? I mean, it's going to be insane. And that's at night. I believe that's a 7:30 or so kickoff. That environment is going to be crazy. It is going to be a whiteout of the highest order. Listen, let me tell you about Ace Home Co. And Ted and Jim will come right to you. When a home's too hot or too cold, Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air is the team upstate families count on. They handle everything. Repairs, installations, replacements, full maintenance for central air, heat pumps, ductless mini splits, more. Look, heating too. From furnaces to thermostats, Ace covers every need with upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. Their certified technicians deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. No, no. Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air makes things easier with flexible financing, first-time customer specialists, and discounts for veterans and seniors. How about that? And when emergencies strike, they're available day or night, bringing comfort back quickly and reliably. And you need that. You need that. You need to know if your heating or cooling goes at the worst times of year that you need help now, and Ace will make sure you get it. Proudly serving Greenville and surrounding communities, look for their bold white and blue trucks across the upstate. Regular HVAC tune-ups will help you avoid a surprise unit breakdown, high energy bills, and extend the life of your system. And right now, Ace Home Co. is offering a free fall maintenance for new customers, $189 value. So take advantage. You know you haven't had your system checked in a while. You can get a free fall maintenance check for new customers right now with Ace. Visit acehomeco.com to schedule yours today. That's acehomeco.com. And when you talk to them, tell them I sent you. It's how it works. To the phone, Seminole Ted and Kool-Aid Jim. Seminole Ted, how are you, Ted?
Hey, how you doing, Walt?
Good.
So before I get into my point, walking into AMPM Cattle Co. because I've got a business relationship with him.
Yes.
Picked up some bison ribeyes and some elk tenderloin. My daughter's birthday is today, and I'm grilling for a Thursday night.
So, awesome, and happy birthday to your daughter.
She's 36 today.
That's amazing.
I tell you, man, great meats there. I can't say enough about how nice that place is.
There you go.
But I want to talk a little bit of Florida State, Virginia. We haven't really been tested the last two games because we've had Cupcake City. But I feel like we're going to come out strong against Virginia. I feel like if we can roll the defense out and – waves like we did against Alabama. I think the key is just keeping the ball on the field with Castellanos, running the ball. Got a plethora of receivers that can go get the ball. I like our chances to win, Walton. I like our chances to win big. I think we're going to win by 11 points, personally.
Wow.
I think it's going to be a shootout, but I think that we can stop them. I think we can stop them, and I think that we can definitely control the time of possession. Even with big strike capabilities that we have, like Danzy and Sawchuk and some of these people that are able to just get loose and run forever. I really like Chroma, too. I think he adds a lot in the backfield as well.
He's a guy that I think any team in the country would love to have off your roster if you're plucking guys off your roster. But, you know, look, I think the thing, Ted, is, and I'm giving you more credit than most because I ranked you higher than I think anybody else did in our map poll.
I ranked
you four. But I have questions. I mean, you've only played one real game and nobody had any film on you for that game. Now they do, and that includes Virginia. Virginia's offense has been very dangerous, very potent. It looks like a game that we're going to see some points scored. It's a big game for Tony Elliott too. Very big game. I mean,
these teams both have film on each other, and Florida State has looked the part in all three games.
Well, again, I don't care about game two or three. Those mean nothing to me. So to my way of thinking, you've played one game. That's how I view it. I don't care about your stats, or I don't care about anything that happened in those other two games. Every real team in the country. I mean, what would Indiana do to those teams? Indiana just beat a real team by 60. You know, so I don't care. I'm not trying to be mean to you, Ted. I'm just saying. I don't care about those
you
two games.
Like it is.
Yeah, you played one game and you looked real good in the one game, but there was no film on you at the time. Now there is. So does that impact the game? I don't know. I have not made any determination on that game in terms of what I think is going to happen from an outcome standpoint. But I think, you know, this is your next big test. I mean, I think if you do go to Virginia and you win that game convincingly, then I think you'll have a lot more believers than you have right now. Because right now, I'm sort of your believer. I mean, in the final poll results in our MAP poll, our cumulative poll is they have you eighth. Now, I put you fourth, so that's the outlier.
Right. Well, that's all I got, Walt. Yep. Have a good one, and we'll catch you later.
Thank you, Ted. Yep, really interesting game and a really interesting weekend. Jim, hold on there. Let me tell you about Underdog. Football's back. Underdog's the best place to make picks and win money all season long. You can play right now in South Carolina, as Tommy Bob would have said, South Kakalaki. Playing on Underdog is easy. You just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. You can play with as little as a dollar. I'm not in yet tonight, so I can't give you my picks as I normally do, but you know I will be in because I'm always in. Underdog makes everything. I don't care if it's baseball, basketball, football. It makes it all a little better. And right now, we've got the best of football on Underdog. We have college. We have pro football. It's just incredible the number of options that are available to you on Underdog. So get there and make your plays. Like I said, look, you get a little skin in the game. It makes it all a little more interesting. You know what else it does, Ramona? It makes uninteresting games interesting.
I guess so.
Download the app. Like, you know, if Rice is playing, I don't know, Western Kentucky, you do not care at all about the outcome of Rice and Western Kentucky until you pick three different Rice players and one Western Kentucky player on Underdog, and then you care. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus. Present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms. _DFS_.html for details. Consider their play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. You will 100% thank me later. Kool-Aid Jim. Welcome back, Kool-Aid Jim.
Hey, what's going on, Walt? Hey. Man, I got to tell you, I got a new job, and luckily I got off early enough that I could catch you.
Well, congratulations on the new job.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yep. I don't have time. I don't get to catch hardly any of the show. I can catch yours right at the end, and unfortunately, I haven't been able to keep a pulse of what's happening with, with the fan. I can guess,
yeah.
if
you
social
can.
Media is any indication.
Yeah.
I do have something though I wanted to ask you, Walt.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna lay out a pet peeve for just a second.
Okay.
One of the things that bothers me is national media is trying to pile on Dabo about the transfer portal and NIL. And I don't know if you've talked about it. I'm sure you have, but I'm just gonna say this. First off, there is not a human being in this game that would have went NIL or portal to replace the star players that aren't producing right now. There is nobody that would have went in there.
That's a fair point.
And tried to replace those. He has used the NIL to gather the players and keep them here. Now, unfortunately, for whatever reason, and I don't know, Walt, I can't put my hand together on it, on why the production has been so low from the superstars.
Okay, so Jim, let me pose you a question then, okay? Because this is the dilemma that I see, all right? Dabo Swinney has been very loyal to the players he's recruited out of the high school ranks. He has remained loyal to them. He has gone to a level that no one else would, and I think that's commendable. However, some of those same guys that Dabo Swinney has been loyal to have not been loyal to him this year. They have let him down. The dilemmas with this football team are not the external issues. The transfer portal players are given all they have, heart and soul. It's the right. Incumbents that have let Dabo Swinney down. And so, in consideration of that, does that not mean in the near immediate future that Clemson's going to have to go portal more because you are going to have to challenge the fat and happy incumbents?
Well, now, I got to say this. To your point, you're right. You can't argue that. The problem is what we're experiencing going to be the norm, or is this a one-and-done type deal?
Yeah, so that's fair.
That's the issue. We got to have more on the table to find out. Next year's team comes up, and they're going to be hungry. Okay, for some reason, this team doesn't seem hungry, and that's a four-game test.
Well, next year's team might be hungry, but are they going to be good enough? I mean, I think that's the issue, and I think they're going to need portal help to be good enough. I mean, right now, Jim, we have no friggin' idea who the quarterback is next year, and we've been told all these things about Vezina, but Cade Klubnik's quarterback rating is below DJ Lagway, seven spots below Nico, and he's played every snap. You know, and that's
I agree. And I'm going to say this, Walt. I agree. I'm going to say this. If the next two games are status quo, then I have a feeling you're going to see a change.
Well, you know, look, I wasn't asking for a complete change. All I wanted was a series in the second quarter for a spark. Now, some of these games have been competitive, and maybe Coach Sweeney and company felt they couldn't burn a series. Jim, I'm sorry. Call me tomorrow. I got to run. We're done. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. See you tomorrow.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
For a chance to win a Yanmar UTV if the Braves pitcher strikes out the side. Plus, at the end of the season, you could win the grand prize, a Yanmar SA223 tractor. Register now at Braves.com/Yanmar for your chance to win. The Yanmar strikeout the side inning, where the excitement never stops.
You're listening to Atlanta Braves.